This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The biggest movie theater chain in the country, AMC, is trying something a little bit different. Subscriptions. The company announced this week it's kicking off the summer movie season with what it's branding as the AMC Stubs A-List. $20 a month gets you 3 movies a week. That's double the cost of competitor Movie Pass with fewer trips to the theater. But it might be the wave of the future. Marketplace's Renata Sego takes a look at how one more subscription service could change how theaters and the studios are making their money.
Vivi Tran goes to the movie theater about 4 times a month to see new releases. Sometimes she uses her MoviePass subscription, but that requires advanced planning, scheduling, and movie availability. So on busier, big opening weekends, she pays at the box office.
There are movies that people really like hype up. So I'm like, oh, I gotta see it. And I think it'll be a fun crowd.
Movies brought in $11 billion at the box office last year. Tom Noonan, who's a lecturer at the UCLA School of Theater, Film, and Television, says generally the studios that crank out the films get 50% of box office sales.
And the theater owner gets the other 50%.
That percentage can change from film to film to make sure that studios recoup the money they spend on production and marketing. But Noonan says with discounted tickets and a subscription service,
all of that's coming out of the exhibitor, meaning AMC's pocket, their share. It doesn't affect the studios or the movies that are being shown there.
Analyst Paul DeGarabedian is with ComScore, which tracks box office receipts. He says it's too early to know just how AMC's new subscription service will affect overall revenue. But he says the chain's betting on filling more seats and turning a profit on concessions.
If they have people going into their theater more often, that's more popcorn, drinks, you know, red vines that are being sold.
But will the passes be enough to keep people coming back to the theater? The real threat are the studios who could be moving toward their own streaming platforms. I'm Renata Sego for Marketplace.